and were pre-recorded.
You know, it's Friday. It's about damn time. Yeah! Good morning, my friends.
And of course, I'll have the weekend.
We're not going to be here tomorrow, so let's celebrate today.
Yeah!
But what is a weekend?
Skeedily, deedily, 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 poof.
I've been dancing around, getting ready, making a mess of my face, but I'm having a blast.
Yeah, girl. I don't know if you got the memo, but it's Friday. Got it. It's about
damn time. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
It's Friday.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Froggy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gandhi.
Good morning.
Buenos dias, Senor Nate. Good morning, Scary.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scotty B.
Hello.
Diamond.
Good morning.
It's Friday. It's Friday. What are we?
In love.
We're in love. Good answer. Sure. Welcome to Friday. You got through the week. Can we get through the Friday?
Yeah.
Stick around and find out. Welcome to Friday, my kids.
I don't care if Monday's blue. Tuesday's gray and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait. Sunday always comes to end. Friday, never.
Welcome to the day. Rick from Cleveland is ready for the weekend. After a long week, he's ready to party this weekend. I think everyone's ready to kick the door open on the chute and take a run. What about you? How was your week, Rick, and why is it so that you're ready to party this weekend?
Oh, Elvis, I cannot believe I'm talking to you guys again. It's an absolute dream come true, but it's just been a long work week. We've had storms through Cleveland, destroyed my garage, and just getting bills out the wazoo to try and have to fix things, so it's been super stressful, but I got great news from a really good friend of mine that they're having their first kid, so that just made my night last night, and I'm partying with old friends tomorrow on a limo bus, So I get to see a lot of good people tomorrow, and I'm very excited for it.
Wow!
Look at the list. Look at the list. Even though your garage was ruined during the bad weather, and even though if you open up your wazoo, you find bills in there, as I'm hearing. Your good friend's having a baby. Look at that! Congratulations.
Yes.
When you go to party over the weekend, what does that mean for you? What does it mean for Rick in Cleveland?
It is letting loose. It is just my mom's taking the dogs, so I have no worries. I know they're in good hands, and I just get to drink wine and just party on this bus with girls I haven't seen in years. So it is just, Rick is going to let loose.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Wow, Rick.
Yeah, when you speak of yourself in the third like that, it's good. Rick is going to let loose.
Going down.
Good for you, Rick. Well, look, we're all with you, man, and, you know, we all deserve it. Let's see what Nate has for you in his bag of tricks. What do you got for Rick?
All right, Nate's very happy to give Rick the full Elvis Duran apparel line so he can look great while he's partying this weekend.
Wow, that makes Elvis happy to know that Rick did that, or Nate did that.
Yeah.
Good going.
I really appreciate it. Elvis, can I give a quick shout-out to somebody on your show?
Yeah, who's that?
That is my girl, Danielle. I message her all the time on Instagram. I actually just sent her a message a little bit ago. She is literally a gold star of a human being. She is such a bright light. I follow her and Gandhi, but literally, Danielle, every time you message me, it just brings tears to my eyes. The fact that you take time to reach out to your listeners. You are just the most fantastic human being on the face of the planet.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I think I need to be on the party bus this week.
Danielle, hey, we had a cancellation. We got an extra spot.
There you go.
Thank you, Rick. That means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
So if you see Rick on
Danielle,
the party bus,
everything. Thank you.
If you see Rick on the party bus full of women in Cleveland, you know Rick is having fun.
Yeah, buddy.
Rick, enjoy your weekend. Thank you for the kind words.
Thank you, guys. I love all of you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick. Hold on 1 second. Oh, wait, what do we have for Rick again?
What did Nate give Rick? Thanks to Heck.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Elvis thanks you. Hold on. Hold on, Rick.
Nate
hold
says
on.
You're welcome.
Wow. I feel like I can go home now.
Oh, no, not quite.
You stay right there.
Hey, go with that feeling, but not really. Welcome to Friday. Let's get into the three things we have to talk about from Gandhi, and then on with the day. Let's see where it takes us. Gandhi,
hello.
What's up?
All right, vandalism in Washington, D.C. has the city under additional guard today. The phrase, clean hands, dirty money, was painted in red on the World War II memorial. Bubbles were also found in the memorial fountain and pool, leading investigators to believe that bubble soap was poured into the water. The National Guard...
Oh, God. I thought you meant the monkey.
No. Is Bubbles still around?
I don't think. Is he?
I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're fine. The National Guard was called to the location to monitor the memorial while the Interior Department released a statement calling the vandalism a disgrace and vowing to find the person responsible. Flock is adding new security features to its surveillance system after multiple reports of police abusing the cameras. We've been talking about this a lot this week. Flock uses AI to scan and collect data on license plates, which is shared by police departments across the U.S. Dozens of officers have been accused of using the system for personal gain, including stalking former partners. On Thursday, the CEO of Flock Safety announced new guardrails, like requiring police to label every search with a case number and starting an automatic review of abnormal search activities. Yeah. And finally, Instagram users might have noticed something new on the app. The social media app unveiled its first new logo in a decade yesterday. People lost their minds. It's really not even that serious, but it's been a long time and now there's change. In a post, Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, said the new logo is cleaner and more modern with references to the original and the simplicity and craft that's always made it Instagram. Of course, users are criticizing it, saying that the R looks like a Z. And those are your three things.
Okay, well, there's that. By the way, Nate did his homework, and Bubbles the chimp is 43 years old and still alive.
Okay, whoa! Bubbles.
Wow.
Bubbles.
So maybe they did find Bubbles on the monument.
That would have been a wild plot twist.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Bubbles is alive. Another reason to celebrate the weekend. Are you ready for Friday?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, what's up, guys? Justin Bieber here.
Hi, this is Mariah Carey.
My name is Alex Warren.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Instagram teen accounts come with automatic protections that limit who can contact teens, the content they can see, and the time they spend on the app. So learn more about teen accounts and Instagram's ongoing work to protect teens online at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Summer hits different when you're in motion.
On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you, baby. They might say hi, and I might say hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say, 'cause they got nothing on you.
In my past that I've done, most of it really was for the hell of the fun. On a carousel, so around I spun, with no direction, just trying to get some, trying to chase skirts, living in the summer sun. And so I lost more than I had ever won, and honestly, I ended up with none.
There's so much nonsense, it's on my conscience. I'm thinking maybe I should get it out, and I don't want to sound redundant, but I was wondering if there was something that you want to know. But never mind that, we should let it go, 'cause we don't want to be a TV episode.
Mr. Fantastic, stop. Now think about it.
I've been to London, I've been to Paris, even way out there in Tokyo. Back home down in Georgia, to New Orleans, but you always did the show. And just like that, girl, you got me froze. Like a Nintendo 64. If you never knew, well, now you know. No, 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 no. Beautiful girls all over the world.
All over.
I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted.
Whether a bus or a plane, or a car or a train, no other girls on my brain, and you the one to blame.
Beautiful girls all over the world, I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you,
nothing on you, babe, nothing on you,
nothing on you,
nothing on you, babe, nothing on you.
They might say hi, and I might say hey.
Station. Turn this up a little.
Z100.
Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him. Let it rain. Let me talk to him. Come on. Shawty got the apple bottom jeans.
Get me shown and make me want it two in the morning.
55-100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Yeah, during the song there, I was kind of plotting out the weekend. Like, you know what? I actually put pen to paper. Like, okay, what do I want to accomplish today, tomorrow, Sunday? This is my new organizational me. How about you?
I love
it. You know
this.
Me, Danielle. I have these fits from time to time.
I know. Are we going to Staples today?
I'm going to go to Staples, get things to help organize my weekend. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Okay.
And also, this blouse I'm wearing, I call it a blouse because it's very thin material. It's a women's blouse.
Okay. Is it really?
I didn't know when I bought it.
It's very pretty. It fits you nicely.
It's beautiful.
It was in the men's section, and there were a lot of them, as I recall.
Aren't things interchangeable now? Yeah. Whoever wants to wear it, wear it. What's the difference?
Well, yeah,
really?
No problem. Yeah. No problem. But it's just, it buttons backwards for me.
Oh.
You know, because guys' shirts, you know, they button this way, right, where the button goes from left to right. This one, the button goes left to right. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's opposite, yeah.
Should I do a new meme that says, kind of chic to wear a women's blouse?
Yeah. Start a trend.
This kind of chic thing, I'm not falling into it like everyone else. Are you guys getting it?
No. Not really. I get what it is, but I just think it's stupid. So I don't know if that counts.
I mean, our radio stations are using it. You know, they're falling into that, well, this is the hot meme plan for this week thing. The kind of chic thing.
Next week, there'll be a different one, so.
Okay. Well, it's kind of chic to do the horoscopes.
Oh, hey.
Yes,
it is.
So it's Friday. Who's doing the Friday horoscopes today?
Me and Scary. Oh, okay. Scary, put on your spectacles.
No, this is a big font. You want me to start?
Yes.
Well, yeah, let's go.
If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. You share it with Halle Berry, Mila Kunis, and Magic Johnson. Hey, ooh. Leo, dial it back and give yourself a low-key end to the week. Not everything needs to be big and loud.
Except for your shirt, your blouse.
Your knees are five.
Virgo, everything you've been methodically working on comes together in a way that makes it all worth it. Your day's a 10.
Libra, end the week with a conversation that leaves you genuinely excited about what is coming up next. Your day's a 9.
Hey, Scorpio, wrap up a loose end that has been nagging at you all week and feel your shoulders drop with relief. Your day is an 8.
Sagittarius, stay up a little later than planned because something finally has you fired up and inspired again. Your day's a 9.
Hey, Capricorn, decide to stay in instead of forcing plans and feel immediately better for making that call. Your day's a 7.
My fellow Aquariuses, a small moment of unexpected reassurance gives you more confidence than any big gesture could. Your day's an 8.
Pisces, the week ends with a genuine sense that things are moving in the right direction. Hold on to that feeling. Your day's a 9.
Aries, know when to stop proving a point and just let it go. Your peace is worth more than being right. Your day's a 6.
Taurus, impulse buy something small and feel completely at peace with that decision. Your day is a 7.
Gemini, getting through the day by keeping expectations low is not failure. It's self-awareness. Your day, a 6.
And Cancer, seeing progress this week, even if it was slow, is proof that what you're doing, it's working. Don't stop. Your day's an 8. And those are your Friday morning horoscopes.
All right, I was looking at my philosophy for the weekend, you know, getting ready for the weekend. Are you okay, Scary?
Yeah, I'm good. Nate's okay.
Yeah, water down the wrong pipe.
Don't you hate that? And then people ask how you're doing, they want you to talk.
Yeah.
How's that water in the pipe going? How's that going?
He's up and leaving. Oh, he's red.
Oh, wow, he ran out of the room.
So keep an eye on him. Somebody, check him. Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sometimes the plumbing gets all effed up.
Yeah.
Water goes down the wrong pipe.
And it's always so embarrassing, that like hard cough when you're blowing out veins and like popping a blood vessel. It's so embarrassing. Right.
And I still love doing it when you're on an airplane and people think, oh God, COVID's back. Yeah. Here he comes. Coronavirus.
And you know, you feel like you have to say, just swallowed something down the wrong way.
Yep.
Sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm good.
Oh, okay. So, well, no, you really should go out of the room until this
is
clear.
Did you pee a little?
Yeah. Okay. I'm better now.
You peed?
Okay, here we go.
No, I have a question.
Nate, can you go get some water?
No, I'm fine.
But that's my question. He's choking on water, but then he went to get some water. Is that okay?
Yeah, because now the other part is irritated. So okay. I'm good now. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, well, that's all of our time for this break.
Thanks for joining.
I'll get into that philosophy thing in a minute. Do we have guests today, though?
I think our friend Juju is going to call.
Okay.
Juju's going to call, he said.
Juju's calling. He's going to call in to talk about movies and things you're going to watch in the theaters. And you know. All right, Danielle, what do you have coming up?
Best tippers in Hollywood and Jeff Bezos and the $200 million condo.
Yes, oh, my God.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level. Through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
Natural hustler, think I need a smuggler up in Russia. You could be my butler, shine my cutler. Shout out to Oyenda, that's the guzzler. Okay, next thing, my life is a wet dream. I call it a sex scene, the bag is a nice tease. I tried to escape, my life is an x-ray. I'm sorry, a sex tape, you only get one take. Quiet on the set, please. Rolling anxiety.
Morning Show.
Danielle, I know you look like you're ready to burst at the seams.
I am going
to
burst. Let's go.
Let's go. Danielle, what do you got going on today?
All right, so the Swifties are convinced that Taylor is on the verge of an album release announcement. So here's their evidence. Yesterday, August 13th, staged paparazzi photo of Taylor leaving a private club called Annabelle's. Now, 2 years ago, on August 12th, Taylor was also photographed leaving Annabelle's wearing plaid in the color scheme of The Life of a Showgirl. Yesterday, she wore a floral lavender mini dress, so the Swifties are thinking something is on the way. So We will see if that happens. They're usually right because they know like what she puts out there. So let's see what happens. Okay, so you've got celebrities that tip great. You've got celebrities that tip terrible. I'm going to tell you about the celebrities that tip great. And the next hour, you're going to have to come back to hear about the celebrities that tip crappy.
Jeez.
See? The tease I did there. Not only kind, but always low maintenance, Miley Cyrus tipped 200% and was a sweetheart on a check. Bruce Willis, they said he always tipped extremely well. He signed autographs for almost everybody. Post Malone is a great tipper. He usually gives 50 to 100% tips. Very polite. They said an all-around great guy. Shaq pays for everybody's meals in the restaurant. He tips his server like $300 not a lot. And they said he tipped all the other staff that worked there $100 at one time. Wow. In a restaurant that a waiter was talking about. Elvis Presley even came in with some officers and stayed over an hour. They had a meal at this one place, a few beers, and Elvis left $5,000 plus a large tip for some other people. God. Yep, that's what they're saying. Kevin Hart tips great. Jack Black tips great. So a lot of celebrities that tip great.
Where's Elvis Duran on there?
Let's not get those confused. I'm out of money. I have no cash for that kind of activity. No one's doing that. Nope. Current day Elvis, not doing it.
Oh my gosh.
Old Elvis.
Maybe the next Elvis will be a big tipper.
Okay. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is rumored to have placed a deposit in a $200 million condo in Beverly Hills. Construction will not be completed until 2028 on this building, which is adjacent to Rodeo Drive. But people are saying that it looks like he's one of the people that put money down. 6 bedrooms, penthouse, features 17,000 square feet, 7 times the size of a new single family home in the United States. And yes, like I said, $200 million. So yeah, if anybody can do it, the third richest guy in the world can definitely do it, right?
He's third now?
Is he? It says he's the third wealthiest guy.
Yeah. I can't keep up with the wealthiest list. I can't.
I tell you. Spider-Man Brand New Day reached $700 million in the domestic box office faster than any other movie in history. Sure, it'll make more money this weekend. Apple TV is saying that season 4 of Ted Lasso had a record start of 300 million viewed minutes in the first 2 days. And according to data, Ted Lasso was the most streamed show last week. So that's pretty cool. Dancing with the Stars. We are going to find out very soon who will be on the new season. Now, we know Giada De Laurentiis is going to be on there. Taylor Hanson, remember?
Mm-bop. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's going to be on there. Other competitors, apparently Summer House's star Sierra Miller, Jimmy Kimmel's sidekick Guillermo. I can't wait to see him and some other people. What are we watching over the weekend? There's a lot of football. There is a lot of stuff streaming, some stand-up specials, and The Walking Dead, Dead City, and that is my Danielle report.
Hey, the Shards were supposed to drop episode 3 last night or on Wednesday.
Yeah.
They actually did 3 and 4.
Nice.
So they dropped 2 this week. So I've got another one to catch up on. And so, and a friend of mine said he's waiting to watch Ted Lasso because he doesn't know if he's into the fact it's women's soccer now.
So
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right. Why don't we try it out and see how it is, you know? But,
you know what? What a stupid excuse, don't you think?
Come again.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
When you remember childhood, you remember your childhood dog. You loved him and fed him Pedigree. It was good then, and it's better now. Every bowl has 100% complete nutrition, and now Pedigree includes Vitamin Good Bites, a nutrient boost your dog will love. Pedigree, good then, better now.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
통영했을 날 그저 화려하게 치고 싶은 날 시작에 전부터 나 상상했었지 끝에 웃으며 박수 쳐줄 수 있게 나 소원했어 날 믿었던 게 다 멀어지던 때 이 모든 명예가 이제 멍해가 됐을 때 이 욕심을 제발 걷어가소서 어떤 일이 있어도 오늘을 나로 하게 하소서 Oh every day and every night Persistent pain and criminal mind 내 심장 소리에 잠 못 들던 밤 창 밖에 걸은 청승마 직초승 달 I do wish me a lovely night 내 분수보다 비대해진 life 저기 날아오르는 풍선을 애쓰치고 다져 모두 대체 지금 어디 Where you go? Where you show you? Where you try? 마지막이가 전부 진결이 나 하나 열까지 다 이제 그치 끝한 가면은 언제 벗겨질까 Yeah me no hero me no villain 아무것도 아니나 후회들은 반복돼 기억들은 안 폭해 난 모두 판 속에 시선을 던져 하루에 뭘 원했었던 건지 제 기억이 안 나 얻었다 믿었던 모든 행복은 교차했나 Yeah I'm No matter what's wrong 그게 뭐가 됐건 새벽에 호 자락을 붙잡고 뭔가 소해내는 기억 목소리 막힌 자들의 사회 난 여전히 침묵을 말해 이건 방구의 번수가 독답해 모두 오해 편견들이 다해 밤 같아나 너 행가래 내 두 발이 여기 땅 위에 이름도 없는 곳과 함께 다시 별에 가시고 소박해 발 밑으로 I just go 목적 없는 목적지로 슬픈 줄도 모르고 그림자와 자신으로 하고 아무것도 없었지 And don't tell me I gotta be a someone 난 절대 그들처럼 될 수 없으니 그는 시작인지 여태껏 날 지켜온 단 하나의 힘과 전 다른 불꽃에서 들꽃으로 손에 내서 영원으로 나의 황량한 들의 나무를 언젠가 나 되돌아가래
make up every day?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow, what a dinger.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So Disney fans are pissed off and furious.
Why?
Over something that's going on at Disney World. The trash cans. Have you heard about the trash cans?
No!
Okay, so Disney World is kind of famous for their trash cans, and I tell you why. It's kind of gross. They have these flat-topped trash cans where people will stop and eat and use them as tables.
Yep.
Ew.
I know. It was right.
How New York City?
Especially at Epcot when they do their food and wine or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a rite of passage to eat at the trash can.
That's where a lot of the sharing happens, because, you know, in those festivals, you get one and you share it, and you do it on the trash can. Yeah,
I know, but you're also sharing, you know, whatever is going in the trash can right below what you're eating. It's right there.
Disney magic. It's fine.
So they rolled out this new generation of high-tech, solar-powered, whatever, garbage cans across Disney World, and people are just mad as hell. But they're smart cans, but hear me out.
Okay.
They're gradually replacing the familiar flat-topped dinner table cans that have been there for decades, and it's going over all four theme parks and Disney Springs in Orlando. They're saying these new garbage cans automatically compact waste. They alert the cast members when they're getting full, meaning fewer overflowing bins. They thought they were doing the right thing, but the tops of them are rounded.
Yeah, that's not good.
So people are mad as hell.
My sister is going to Disney this weekend. She's doing like remember the one day in Disney we talked about? So she's going this weekend. I'm going to ask her to take pictures of the garbage cans so that we can see what this is like.
Well, you know, they've had those traditional flat-top garbage cans for decades.
Yeah, of course.
And they have merch that are formed after them that actually have value on the... People trade them.
Well,
have you seen these things? Has anyone seen them?
No.
Yeah, like
Disney trash. You have Froggy Disney trash.
Yeah, they
cans?
Are. No. There's merch. They make like these little sit-abouts, tchotchkes. You sit about your house, and they're made after those garbage cans. They're famous. Yeah. They're green, flat top. They've got the little. But now the new ones, they have a foot pedal, so you don't have to use your foot to open it and all this other stuff. But the top is slanted down towards the can. So if you were to sit something on it, it could slide off.
Yeah, that's not
can't
good.
Eat there.
Not good.
So the old garbage cans were, I guess, the same as the phone booths in London. You know, they became very, very famous.
Yeah.
Well, I never knew this was a thing. But the thought of standing at a trash can, using it as a table, while strangers are cramming their crappy crap in the slit below.
Flies are buzzing around.
You know there are rats in there.
Okay, there are no flies buzzing around a garbage can at Disney World.
No,
I would
of course
not
there are.
Let that happen.
But there are positives. Now they know when they need to be emptied. They get a little compactor in them. They'll tell what do they call them, cast members, when they need to go do it. So they're
exactly.
not. I mean, there are reasons. But,
yes, I get that.
Flatten
but
the
people
top.
People are out. Mad. I read something this morning that this guy says, leave it to Disney to F up the trash cans. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, because there's not enough places to eat sometimes. Like, I know there's that hot dog place that I like to eat at on Main Street. And a lot of times you have to go to eat at the garbage can because there's not enough seating in that area.
Casey's Corner.
Okay,
so when I would go to put things in the trash can, I would see families, you know, eating at the trash can. And I felt kind of guilty, like putting my trash, half-eaten whatever, pretzel, in the little swinging door right under the dinner for four.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like going to a restaurant and having trash cans under other people's tables.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing?
While you're throwing it out, I'm going to go, wait, no. You're going to eat that? Just give that to me.
Yeah.
And you know when people throw drinks and there's always a little splatter?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well.
Just brought that up. I want to take the temperature of the room.
Okay.
One of those crazy things. It is Friday. Gandhi has a Friday of songs that make you feel like Friday game coming up or something like that.
Yeah. Songs that feel like Friday.
All right. So that's coming up in a few minutes. Don't call for that yet. We got to find someone who can actually play and win. Because that's very difficult these days. Anyway, but it is Friday, so be in a good mood, y'all.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
What the kind of Chinese restaurant doesn't have roast pork?
Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Brooklyn Boys, and listen today. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
T-Pain. Damn. Young Chuck.
Yeah.
Hey,
she slapped her. Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain. You know me. I'm big music, never boy. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chance until you rolling with me? Back to the grid. Show you how I live. Let's get drunk and forget what we did. I'ma buy you a drink. Ooh, I'ma take it home with me. I got money in the bank.
Fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'm a lit T-Pain singer, so he can make it clear.
New York's number one hit music station.
Z100.